So I'd like to welcome you to the Oro Valley Town Council regular session, October 6, 2021. Mr. Standish, roll call.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
Here.
Councilmember Bowen.
Here.
Councilmember Green. Councilmember Don Divey.
Here.
Councilmember Nicholson.
Here.
Councilmember Solomon.
Here.
And May Winfield.
Here.
So that's 6 of 7 council members present this evening. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Standish, upcoming meetings.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. The Water Utility Commission will be meeting on October 11th at 5 p.m. in the Hopi Conference Room. The next Budget and Finance Commission meeting is scheduled for October 19th at 4 p.m. right here in the Council Chambers. And then the Town Council's next regular session will be on October 20th at 6 p.m. here in the Council Chambers. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Council reports. Councilmember Don Divey.
I'm sorry. To this month, October is Breast Cancer Awareness, and so I just want to alert everyone, if you have, if you're one of the women in the house, or if you have a wife, please remind them, if they have not had their mammogram, this month is the month, please have it done. I don't know how many of you are familiar with, I think this was a Netflix series, there was a young woman on my name is Ann with an E, 19 years old, with breast cancer. So it can happen anytime, no matter what age you are. So please, get your mammograms done as soon as possible. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilmember John Sivey. Councilmember Vaughn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know it's traditional for us when we give council reports to talk about things that have happened in the community, such as business openings or things of general interest. I'd like to use this time for my council report to talk about some of the work that I've done this week in preparing for this meeting. I've noticed that during this meeting, we traditionally have the first financial report for the fiscal year that we're in, which is 21-22. We're now 3 months into the fiscal year, and we still don't have a report from the staff. And why I think that's important is because if you go back to the 2021 first financial report, when I looked at some of our status at that time, there were some very interesting trends that were already apparent, even at 3 months. For example, in the first month, retail sales for 8% of the year were reporting at 10%. Likewise, licenses and permits at 8% of the year were reporting at 10%. Meanwhile, personnel at 8% of the year was reporting at 4%. So I think it was easy to see that there's a possibility we were going to run a significant budget surplus even early on in the year, and that's CARES Act and ARP withstanding. And I think it's very important for us to monitor what's going on in the fiscal year as early as possible, to ask as many questions and to be able to react to information early rather than late. So I look forward to perhaps seeing a financial report in our next council meeting. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, seeing no other council reports, Ms. Jacobs will present her report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have nothing this evening.
Okay, thank you. The agenda will remain as posted. And for those that are attending in person tonight, if you wish to speak on an agenda item or a call to audience, we invite you to fill out a blue card that is located in the back of the room and to bring that to Mr. Standish. Thank you. Mr. Standish, we'll go to presentations.
Proclamation, Fire Prevention Month.
Thank you. I'd like to read this proclamation. Whereas the Town of Oro Valley is committed to ensuring the safety and security of all those living and visiting our community. And home fires killed more than 2,770 people in the United States in 2019. According to the National Fire Protection Association. And fire departments in the United States responded to 339,500 home fires. and smoke alarms since smoke well before we can, alerting you to danger in the event of fire in which you may have as little as 2 minutes to escape safely. And working smoke alarms cut the risk of dying in reported home fires in half. An Oro Valley resident should ensure everyone in the home understands the sounds of the alarms and knows how to respond. And whereas the 2021 Fire Prevention Month theme, Learn the Sounds of Fire Safety, effectively serves to remind us it is important to learn the different sounds of smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Now therefore, I, Joseph C. Winfield, Mayor of the Town of Oro Valley, hereby proclaim October 2021 as Fire Prevention Month and urge all Oro Valley residents to learn the sounds of fire safety. For Fire Prevention Month 2021 and to support the many public safety activities and efforts of Oro Valley's fire and emergency services. And this evening we have Ms. Ann Marie Braswell, Community Relations Manager for the Gildora Ranch Fire District, who will be accepting this proclamation. Now, I'm down.
Good evening. Thank you so much for continuing to support Fire Prevention Month. You always have. We appreciate the support. And just a reminder, as we've always done, we continue to offer to our residents the service of going to their homes to change their smoke detector batteries. We see that as a community risk reduction effort, because we'd much rather have one of our firefighters get on a ladder and change their smoke detector batteries than have a resident do that. So the only thing we ask our residents to do is to have the smoke detector batteries on hand, and then we'll come and change those out. We also advise that the actual smoke alarm device be completely changed every 10 years, because they do expire after 10 years. So we are excited about another Fire Prevention Month. The schools, because things are a little bit more normal this year, are inviting us back onto their campuses to do fire prevention activities with their students. We've already begun to do that, and we are loving it. You focus on second graders specifically for this theme, but we absolutely entertain invitations from all grades. In fact, we were just at St. Andrew's Preschool for 2 days in a row talking to little guys and gals about fire prevention and fire safety. So we appreciate the continued support from the town staff, and we are very lucky to have the continued support from the police department, because as you know, we respond to all of our calls together. So we're very fortunate in this community to have the community support. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Braswell. Okay, next on the agenda this evening is the consent agenda. I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Mr. Mayor, I request that agenda item B go from the consent agenda.
Okay, item B is removed from the consent agenda. So we have made a motion to approve. Councilmember Nicholson has seconded. We're approving the minutes of the September 22nd, 2021 council meeting. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Mr. Standish, if you would read item B.
Resolution number R21-48, authorizing and approving an intergovernmental agreement between the Town of Oro Valley and Kima County, allowing each party to request the services of the other party for assistance with various government operations.
Thank you, Mr. Standish. Councilmember Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In section 246 of our town code, there's actually direction to council as to what consent agenda items typically constitute. And there was a couple of key words in there that I noticed, and those words are routine and non-controversial. I think regarding non-controversial, reasonable people could disagree about any general or a consent agenda item, whether it's controversial or not. Routine, I think, is a little bit more objective. If you look at the definition of routine, it's a sequence of actions regularly followed, a regular procedure rather than a special reason to do something. This consent agenda item actually involves activities that Oro Valley has never engaged in before, and that is creating an IGA that allows letters of engagement for various types of governmental activities to be worked in concert with Pima County, and amongst those are permitting, construction inspecting, but also things like human resources, engineering, and other activities, procurement, and I believe I left one out. But the point that I'm trying to make is I don't believe that this is truly a consent agenda item. It might be arcane, it might be difficult to understand, but in reality, we're proposing to move out with a new policy. And my motion to the council is that this should be a regular agenda item, either addressed tonight or at a future meeting.
My bill will address it this evening. Did you have specific questions, Councilmember Ball?
Yes, I have a set of questions for the town manager. And these questions have been made available to the town manager previously. The question I had, and I wanted to raise this in a public forum, is if the proposed IGA is approved, will the individual letters of engagement are proposed for different activities, such as permitting, such as procurement, human resources, engineering, and elect, will those letters of engagement come back to the town council for review or not?
Thank you, Councilmember Bowen. The structure of this IGA is really intended to help offset when we are having workload impacts. For example, we had 10 projects come in a month that we weren't anticipating, and in order to keep up with them, we need to tap into some services. So in order to do that, we would want to turn those things around quickly, much like if we wanted to go out for a service contract, that really is in the purview of administration, and that's how this would function as well. So the answer is no, they would not come back before the council.
Is the possibility of 10 contracts coming in, is that unique to October 2021, or has that been a possibility in the past as well?
Part of my responsibility is to hopefully identify things when we see opportunities so that we aren't put between a rock and a hard place, so we have some things in place in advance. The city of Tucson actually has a similar IGA with Pima County to tap into their services for the very same reason. They were short on staff, been very successful, particularly in their development services area, and it functions much in the same way as it would if we would hire an outside service contract. And I'll give you an example. If we have two people in procurement. If our chief procurement officer is on an extended leave, we would want to have him to similar municipal local government procurement services. And in fact, we did reach out to the city of Tucson, and they helped us without a chargeback. At one point, this is more formal and would enable us to continue to do business in the town.
Do you view that as a realistic possibility in the near future that we could fail to be able to do business in the town because one of our employees is not available?
When you're a small organization with a small staff, it's always a possibility. And in a COVID environment where people have been out on leave, family leave, that sort of thing, it's always a possibility. My job and the job of my team is to plan for how we would get through that. So we do some training and we tap in. We could also purchase outside services, but this is a more cost-effective way.
I would concur that it is your job to plan, but in my view, I don't see a lot of planning being done in this agenda item. And I'd also like to mention that we underran our personnel budget by $1 million last year. I would hope that our first consideration is if we had concerns about the ability to cover work, that we would have requisitions out for new employees. Another question that I had is, I had mentioned community development brought this forward because the initial intent seemed to be that we were going to use this initially for permitting and construction inspection. And at the time I wrote the questions to you, I didn't have all the information that I have now in, reading the responses. I learned some things that were a bit surprising to me. For example, in an area where we're looking for help from Pima County, I had assumed we had one company that was supporting us with outside permitting services. I learned from the responses that we actually have three companies available to us. And I also learned during a year in which we had planning and permitting activity and licensing activity with a level of approximately 200% of our budget, the staff response in how many times we go outside for supportive permits is exactly one permit. So this made me a little bit cautious about, working and seeing this agenda item, that's a consent agenda item, because those aren't the responses that I'm expecting at all. If we're going to engage in outsourcing work to Pima County, that involves work, cost, risk, basically, and expecting a year like this year in which we had so much permitting activity going on that we would have needed all three of the companies that we already had access to, or we would have hired someone. So I'm a bit suspect of the need to go to Pima County for buying and permitting services when we seem to have so many other options readily available to us. And that's why I'm questioning this. I agree with the town manager that preparing for emergencies is always a good practice, and the farther ahead of the emergency you prepare, the better. But in this case, I just don't see a lot of detail on this. I see a tremendous broadening of the scope of what the town can go outside for. And that, to me, that's a regular agenda item all the way. This is something that we need to talk about and something that the staff should present a rationale for. Why has the approach we've been using for 45 years not working? Why is it not appropriate for the future? Why do we have to make a potentially large change like this? So I'm not disagreeing with this being something that's a really good idea for the Oral Valley Town Council to talk about. I'm disagreeing with the format that's being used. Tonight's a night we have no regular agenda items, and we have a single consent agenda item. And I think it's inappropriate to have this on consent agenda item, especially during a time when we have plenty of time to talk about it during a regular session.
So for full transparency, I serve on the agenda committee. There was a discussion in the agenda committee about this particular item. I recommended that it be part of the consent agenda. So do you want to make that clear? Councilmember Solomon?
So a question for the town managers. I seem to recall through all the years I've been here that it's pretty typical for us to have these agreements for outside work. This is not something that has never been done before. And in fact, as far as the police go, the new law says we must have that type of arrangement for incidents that occur within, you know, our jurisdictions or other jurisdictions. So is this something brand new, or is this something we've operated with for a good number of years?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilmember Solomon, the town has multiple IGs with multiple other governmental entities for a variety of different services. So no, that is not new. This particular one happens to be new to Oro Valley, but it's not new in my professional career. This is something that my previous employees, the communities also took advantage of partnerships with other local governments and is a common practice in local government management.
And I would assume that, as you just mentioned, it seems to be standard in the your community, which is town managers that assist in running items. This is not really a procedural issue or an issue that a council would normally take up. We, in our former government, give the authority to the town manager to handle all the administrative tasks, and these are basically minor administrative tasks. For example, if we need to meet certain time requirements in reviewing permits, if our staff can meet those requirements, we have provisions to go to three different contractors, or now in this case, we'd have the provision to go to Pima County. Which is better? Which is better service, least cost? We leave that up to the department heads and the town manager to determine based on the circumstance, particular circumstances at that time and for that permit. As you mentioned in one of your answers, it is a very large permit, a large project. We will then keep it in-house so staff can be have better customer service to the client. If it's my permit someone wants to put a hole in it, it can go out to a consultant that's really not very involved in this kind of quick turnaround time. So I really don't see this as an issue. This is something that staff should be taking care of with just council's approval on a consent agenda.
Mr. Brett, and then Councilmember Vaughn.
I just have a couple of questions. First, do you have a presentation or sort of an executive summary that you'd like to provide and kind of give us a little bit of background of what instigated this IGA?
Mr. Mayor and Vice Mayor Barrett, we certainly can, I can ask, Mr. Melcher was prepared to provide a brief summary overview. The summary information was provided in your background. Basically, you know, this is something that I when I first got here as town manager 4 years ago, but it just didn't rise to the top of the list of things. And so it's been one of those things that we've just chipped away at over the years and finally got to the point when Mr. Melcher came on board and his experience as a deputy county administrator in Yuma County made him the perfect person to tackle this particular item working in Pima County on it.
If I could maybe add, and certainly the town manager, if this is not correct, but the town manager and I meet with county officials routinely. Quarterly, if not more frequently. And those meetings really revolve to a large extent, first of all, current activities that we are collaborating with the county and the town, but also always looking for other opportunities where we can partner, collaborate, going, you know, reciprocating both ways. And I think that in this particular instance, I saw this IGA as an outgrowth of those discussions that we have with the county. And so that's, I appreciate the fact that the rest of the council hasn't been a part of those discussions. I haven't been seeing that evolution of collaboration or of conversation, but I think this has really emerged to a large extent out of those meetings with the county.
And then my second question, thanks, Mr. Mayor. My second question is, you mentioned in the executive summary that there will be fees eventually figured out. So we wouldn't anticipate that this would significantly impact our budget, because if we provide services for them, they pay us for those services. If they provide services for us, we would pay them for those services. Is that kind of the general overview?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, Vice Mayor Barrett, that's correct. We do include in the budget of, say, for example, the Community Economic Development Department, we include a line item in there for outside services that we would pay for. So this would simply be a part of that, and they're doing the work for us, and so we would pay. And let's just say, for example, we have a couple of staff vacancies at that time, and that maybe is what precipitating an engagement with Pima County. And then it also have vacancy savings to cover those dollars as well. So it definitely would be part of the budgetary process.
And we wouldn't be doing quote-unquote free work for another jurisdiction. If they needed to utilize our resources, they would pay us for the utilization of those resources, right?
Correct. Do we work cooperatively with one another on small projects and that sort of thing? Of course we do. We're just a smaller jurisdiction. We're not going to be the ones in the providing service mode for another jurisdiction, luckily, unless we have maybe a particular expertise that they needed. But we would be more on the receiving end.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Councilmember Bond and Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
I concur that we have IGAs. I frequently observe IGAs in the consent agendas that I review and almost always approve. What I wanted to make the public aware of is this IGA is of a completely different nature. This IGA calls for letters of engagement, which actually define the engagement between Pima County and Oral Valley. In the case of permitting, I had asked the staff the question, what does it cost to do permits in Oral Valley? Because we have four cost points here in Oral Valley. We could either hire someone else to do the permit work, or we could hire any of three companies. When I receive a response from the staff that we don't know, and I'm not really aware whether the staff cares, we're outsourcing something, but when you outsource, you should be doing it for a reason. It's always best to do the work in your own shop because you can supervise the work. I'd like to see a compelling reason why we would want to do permitting in Pima County. As I mentioned before, bear with me, I tend to repeat myself. We have four options to do that work right now. As I understand from the staff's response to me, we can either hire somebody or there are three different contractors that we're already working with. The idea of taking this work somewhere else when we've only had one permit process outside the entire year, I find that questionable, and that's why I requested that this item be part of the regular agenda. I think a presentation from staff to us is entirely appropriate in question this matter, and also for us to understand, because as somebody who does outsourcing in my real line of work, I know what the risk is, and I would always do work in my own job unless there's a compelling reason to outsource, and I'm simply not seeing it in this case. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Jones, just before you speak, I'd like to just remind the Council of Town Policy 2. The Council should show personal and professional respect for staff, and staff members should never be reprimanded in public. If the problem arises, the Council should alert the manager who can handle the situation quickly and privately. The Council should also respect the staff's administrative and technical expertise. Although it may not choose to accept a staff recommendation, there's no need to be harshly critical of the recommendation or to engage in personal attacks on staff in order to justify selecting another course. I would just ask us to not call a question whether the staff cares or not. I think it's clear that staff does care. Thank you. Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Jacobs, my question is, and it's a two-part question, do we have any other IGAs with Pima County at this current time?
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Jones-Ivy, yes, we do. I'd have to do some research to find all of the different IGAs. But yes, we do. We have, off the top of my head, we have Animal Control Services. That's a pretty large dollar amount the council enters into, and then we deal with the dollars that comes to you in the budget process. I believe we have some related to law enforcement, and I believe the sewer. That's right. We have an IGA to do their billing for sewer services on the town's water bill, and the price and the process of that is also negotiated between staff for that and the library.
And also the jail, or is that?
Yes, in the jail, correct, yes.
So this is not new. This will be a new relationship between the town and Pima County. This will just be an extension of an ITA, and it just will involve our community development department services.
Councilmember Jones, I have a yes. It's an extension because it opens the door for us to continue our partnership if it makes sense, and if we need to at that time. And so it's one of those, as I mentioned in our staff report earlier, simply adding another tool for us that we wouldn't have to necessarily go to a contractor, that we can first touch base with Pima County and see if it's a better option, if there's staff is available, more skilled, more familiar with that particular project or that work, and tap into their services before we head in a different direction.
So it has the potential of being a cost-saving factor for us.
Councilmember Jones, I think that's possible, yes. I think that that's certainly something that we would work through with Pima County and, find a suitable price point that they're not, they shouldn't be subsidizing us. But it might bring in revenue for them for staff availability that they're trying to fill instead of, letting go employees if they're in a lull in a particular area. It could be beneficial to them. But that's not our primary reason. The expertise that they have in local government is something that we would like to have available to us should we need it in the future.
Okay, so we're pretty much looking for an expertise that can help us be more efficient.
That's correct. On case-by-case basis, if we are facing a situation where we have a higher workload than anticipated, if we have staff vacancies that we didn't anticipate, then yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Solomon.
The wording on this resolution says allowing each party to request their services of the other party. It doesn't say we are immediately engaging them. It's just saying we're allowing them to request it. If there's no need, I'm assuming, for additional permit reviews, are you going to request Pima County to review permits anyway?
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Solomon, that's correct. We would only reach out if we needed their services.
So I think that pretty much summarizes this issue, which is allowing our staff, if necessary, to request. That's all.
Any additional questions? Okay. Seeing none, I move to approve IB of the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Seconded by Councilmember Solomon. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Nay.
Nay.
The motion passes 6-1. 5-1. Thank you, Vice Mayor. There's no regular agenda items. Council, future agenda items?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I have
Councilmember Bowen.
Two agenda items I'd like to present. Hopefully, I'll get a second on these. First item regards meetings that are held that are potentially able to be videotaped and archived in our records that are not being recorded as such. And I can think of two examples of meetings which I've gone back to watch, and we only captured audio even though we were perfectly capable of capturing video. Those meetings being two planning and zoning sessions that occurred before the Westwood-Look annexation, and then a meeting in this room on September 28th with the Board of Adjustment. When I've gone back to watch those videos, we've only captured the audio, even though we have the potential, and we certainly have the bandwidth, to record the videos on these meetings. And my proposal is that we have a discussion and possible action on the idea if we have a commission meeting in the council chambers and we're capable of videotaping it, we should capture those meetings for posterity. And the reason for this is not merely videotaping for the sake of videotaping, but we find quite often in our public hearings, and particularly with our applicants, that we present PowerPoint information that loses its context. You have audio only. People are discussing things are on the screen, and it's very hard to follow the audio of the meeting. I see no reason why we wouldn't capture audio and video in all such cases where we have a PowerPoint presentation. That's part of what we discussed. It's part of the archive, part of the record for any type of item. And I think it's very helpful to council and residents who want to go back and see how we got to the point where we are. So that's the agenda item that I would request a second on. If we have the ability to videotape commission meeting, and there are PowerPoint presentation, any kind of material that's being presented on the screen, we should capture the video for that meeting and not simply the audio.
Second.
The second item that I'd like to request for next week's or future agenda is for the $25 million bond. I know there's been a lot of discussion, and I think there's almost uniform interest in the town regarding these projects. When you combine irrigation projects with Naranja Park and trail connectivity, there are very few people in our town that aren't interested in one of these projects happening. And in my observations as a resident council member, I've been very frustrated in the progress of project management within the community center fund. I've been very vocal about the fact that we haven't seen irrigation repairs in either Conquistador, La Cunada, or Bush, nor have we seen the elevator work being done. And I think one of the reasons that this is happening is that we really haven't had the ability for the public to monitor project and project management of these key infrastructure improvements. And I request something that's become customary when we talk about golf in this town. I request a study session wherein we, as a staff and council, we share projects with the people of the town. We share the schedule. We share budget allocation. People can see what's going to happen, what month, what they can expect to be happening, whether it's the trails, whether it's the Naranja Park infrastructure, or whether it's the irrigation and elevator improvements. What I request is something that we've been having with golf, but we've simply been talking about golf itself. I request that we have a study session that lays these projects out for the public. There's something for everyone. If you're interested in the irrigation and the elevator, what's that project going to be? When are we going to get the bids? When can we expect the work to be done? Same thing for Naranja Park. Same thing for the trails. I think this would be a new approach and a much-needed approach. It would put into higher profile the actual project work itself instead of the money that we're collecting. And I think, you know, evidence you see tonight, we don't even have a regular agenda item. I think this would have been a wonderful thing to talk about tonight if we had had the ability. So the motion that I would like to make, the agenda item, rather, that I would like to propose, is that we have a future study session where we lay out these three projects, how much money is allocated to each, when is the work going to be done, and so people can follow it and see that we are real and we are honest about our intent to use this money to create tangible benefit for our town. And I think it's long past time when these projects became much more of a public record rather than something we ask about at the end of the year. And unfortunately, we don't see the progress that we hope to see.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
I'll second a study session to review the project schedule.
Okay, thank you. So we've got those two agenda items. The other agenda items? Okay, seeing none. Councilmember Jones Ivy? All right. I move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you, everyone.